是 longer keep the
有些人觉得说安息圣日只是这十诫的第四条，我们不用守十诫了。
And some people feel that because it is the fourth commandment, we don't need to keep the tenth commandment, the ten commandments anymore.
其实这安息日啊，超越这个第四诫。
And actually, the Sabbath day surpasses the fourth commandment.
我们请翻创世纪第二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2.
第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
第二节到第三节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 2 to 3.
创世纪第二章第二节到第三节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 2 to 3.
到第七日，神造物的工已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了。第三节。
Verse
3. 神赐福给第七日，定为圣日，因为在这日神歇了他一切创造的工，就安息了。在这里记载的神祝福这一日。
Here the Bible says God blessed the seventh day.
这个祝福到现在还是存在的。
And we know this blessing exists to this day.
而且神把第七日这安息日分别为圣。
And God separated the seventh day, and deemed it a holy day.
所以这一日是圣日，是一个很神圣的这个日子，跟其他的日子不一样。
So we know that this day is a day of holiness and is different than the other days of the week.
那么，自从亚当夏娃犯了罪以后，这个安息日没有再提，一直等到神带领以色列人出埃及的时候，给他们这个第四诫，叫他们守安息圣日。
And ever since Adam and Eve sinned against God, the Bible did not mention the holy Sabbath day again until when Moses led his people out of Egypt, and when God gave the people of Israel the Ten Commandments, the Sabbath day was written as the fourth commandment.
那神主要的目的是要人们得到福气，得到创世以来这个创世纪第二章第三节那个福气。
And God's purpose was to give man the blessing as recorded here in the book of Genesis. Chapter 1.
可是以色列人呢都没有在遵守。
But unfortunately, the people of Israel did not keep to this commandment.
说到最后呢，神把他们国家给灭了，也是因为其中主要的原因是因为他们没有守安息圣日。
And one of the reasons why God allowed their enemies to destroy the people, the kingdom of Israel, one of the reasons was the fact that they did not keep to God's commandments, specifically the Sabbath day.
那当这个以色列人从巴比伦回到本国的时候呢，他们也没有再守安息圣日。
When the people of Israel returned to their native land from Babylon, they also failed to keep the Sabbath day.
可是在那时候有尼西米这个省长，还有以斯拉这个祭司呢，帮助百姓改革宗教，像在信仰上改革，他们就守安息圣日了。
But we know that, of course, there was Ezra and also Nehemiah who worked hard to change the attitudes and habits of the people of Israel, and gradually, they started to keep the Sabbath day.
从那时候一直到主耶稣那时代，他们守安息日越守越严谨，他们已经失去了正确的态度和方法。
And from that time, the time of Israel and Nehemiah until the birth of Jesus Christ, we know that the people of Israel, they kept Sabbath day in a very restrictive manner, and which became very dogmatic and very form-based, and gradually they lost the meaning, the true meaning of Sabbath day.
所以主耶稣在世上跟这些法利赛人文士很多的冲突在安息日。
We know that Jesus had many debates with the Pharisees and the scribes regarding the keeping of the Sabbath day.
在一次的争辩当中呢，主耶稣说他是安息日的主。
And during one of the debates, Jesus called himself the Lord of Sabbath day.
那这个事件呢，记载了三次，可是这三次呢，上下文不太一样。
And this incident, this debate, is recorded in three different places in the Bible. And there are a little variations between the different versions.
所以我们今天就来查考安息日的主是什么意思，而且是跟我们生活上有什么关系。
And today I would like to study the topic, the meaning of what is a Lord of Sabbath day and how this term relates to us in our daily lives.
首先我们看第一个经节，在马可福音第二章的23节到28节。
Let's turn to the book of Mark, chapter 2, verse 23.
Mark 福音第二章二十三节到二十八节。
Mark chapter 2, verse 23 through 28.
Mark 福音第二章二十三节。
Mark chapter 2, verse 23.
耶稣当安息日从麦地经过，他门徒行路的时候捏了麦穗。二十四节。
24.
法利赛人对耶稣说，看啊，他们在安息日为什么做不可做的事呢？二十五节。
25.
耶稣对他们说，经上记着大卫和跟从他的人缺乏饥饿之时所做的事，你们没有念过吗？二十六节。
26.
他当亚比亚他做大祭司的时候，怎么进了神的殿，吃了陈圣饼，又给跟从他的人吃，这饼除了祭司以外人都不可吃。二十七节。
27.
又对他们说，安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立的。二十八节。
28.
所以人子也是安息日的主。在这里记载的门徒在安息日这个捏取麦穗而吃麦穗，这个是对他们来讲是一种工作。
And here says that on Sabbath day,the people were going with the disciples, they were going through the grain fields and they were picking the grains to eat.
所以法利赛人就批评主耶稣门徒说他们违背了安息日。
And the Pharisees saw this and said to Jesus, look, what they're doing is unlawful on Sabbath day because picking grain heads was considered as work.
后来主耶稣用这个大卫的例子告诉他们说，其实门徒这样做是神允许，神可以接纳的。
And then Jesus retorted the Pharisees and gave the example of David and reasoned that what they were doing was actually accepted by God.
那在二十七节，主耶稣纠正他们的观念。
And in verse 27, Jesus said,
主耶稣纠正他们的观念。
Jesus corrected their point of view.
告诉人们说安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立的。
The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath.
后来二十八节，主耶稣说人子也是安息日主。
So the Son of Man is the Lord, he is Lord even of the Sabbath.
主耶稣说他是个人子。
Jesus called himself the Son of Man.
人子也是安息日的主。
Son of Man is the Lord.
那这是什么意思
呢？ Sabbath day. What does that mean?
如果我们从上下文27节28节来看的话，那我们要首先了解安息日和人有什么关系。
You have to read in completion from 27 to 28. What is the relationship between Sabbath day and man?
从27节我们看到说，这个安息日和人的关系可以比喻像神，这个主人和仆人的关系。
In verse 27 says that the relationship between Sabbath day and man is kind of like the relationship between a master and a servant.
我们神呢，是叫人做安息的主。
God wants man to be the Lord of Sabbath day.
不是叫人成为安息日的奴隶。
God does not want man to be the slave of Sabbath day.
那今天我们守安息日是不是做安息日的奴隶呢？还是做安息日的主？
And today we're keeping Sabbath day. Is it because we're a slave of the Sabbath day, or is it because we're the Lord of Sabbath day?
那么在二十七节怎么应用在我们生活上？
How do we apply verse 27 to our lives?
我们要该怎么做才是做安息的主，而不是安息的奴隶呢？
What should we do to be called the Lord of Sabbath day and not the slave of Sabbath day?
好，我们听过一句话说，我们要做钱的主人，不要做钱的奴隶。
We heard of a phrase that says, "Let us be the master of money and not be the slave of money."
我们人活在世上不能离开钱。
We know that we need money to survive in this world.
可是世上的人呢，很多人在做钱的奴隶。
But the reality is that there are many people who are slaving away because of money.
比如说，这个赚钱是第一重要的。
For example, a lot of people think the most important thing in the world is to make money.
目的，赚钱的目的就是希望有更多的钱。
And the purpose of making money is to have more money.
那么做很多决定呢，都是以钱为主。
And many of the decisions they make are motivated by making more money.
那如果是这样子的话，那其实我们就是做钱的奴隶了。
And if that is the case, actually we are the slave of money.
那什么叫钱的主人？
And what does it mean by saying we are the masters of money?
就是说我们利用钱来做更有意义的事情。
A master of money can utilize money to achieve goals that are more significant than just making money.
比如说用钱来做善事，来帮助人行神的旨意，追求永生。
For example, using money to do good deeds, to help others, to glorify God.
那么钱变成一种工具，不是我们主人。
And that in that instance, the money is merely a tool; it's not a master over us.
同样的，我们守安息日，我们是借着神的律法来进入到神的安息，而不是光光守安息日。
And likewise, when we keep the Sabbath day, we are keeping the Sabbath day. Is it because of the Lord, the laws of the Lord?
举例来讲
，I'll give an example.
我们看利未记二十三章的第三节。
Leviticus chapter 23.
利未记二十三章第三节。
Leviticus chapter 23 verse 3.
啊，有人说啊，在安息日哪里记载说要聚会
？People have asked, where does the Bible say that you have to have service on the Sabbath day?
啊，第三节。
Verse 3. Leviticus chapter 23 verse 3.
这说六日要做工，第七日是圣安息日，当有圣会。你们什么工都不可做，这是在你们一切的住处向神守的安息日。
There are six days when you may work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, a day of sacred assembly. You are not to do any work. Wherever you live, it is a Sabbath to the Lord.
我从小在真耶稣教会长大。
I grew up in the True Jesus Church.
那人们都告诉我说，你来聚会啊。就是守安息生日。
Many people tell me when you come to church on Sabbath day, you're keeping the Sabbath day.
可是后来我长大以后，我发觉不是这样子。
When I grew up, I realized it's not really like that.
其实有很多人来聚会啊，可是没有进入到神的安息里面。
Because in reality, there are many people whose bodies show up in church, but they have not.Entered into the peace of the Lord.
今天在这里有一些人可能虽然身体在这里，可是呢，心不在这里。
There are many people perhaps who are here today. Their body is physically here, but their heart is somewhere else.
有些小孩子呢，他们的心可能在家里的电动玩具啊，还是这个连续剧。
And there are some kids whose heart may be at home with their video games or some soap operas.
那有些人的心呢，可能是在他的公司，在他的企业上。
And yet others whose heart may be still with their business or at their work.
虽然肉体在教会，可是没感受到那种属灵上的那种神的那种喜乐，那种安息。
So although their body are physically here, they are not able to appreciate or feel the love.And peace of God.
那今天有人就是读这二十三章第三节，就是很字面的，就是说我来到教会已经守安息生日了。
So people would read this verse and say that, well, according to the Bible, as long as I show up in a sacred assembly on Sabbath day, then I'm keeping the Sabbath day.
可是其实神是要叫我们去聚会，借着聚会来进入到神的安息里面。
But we know that God's purpose is for us to enter into His joy and peace through the sacred assembly.
如果我们如果把心带来教会，我们听道理，很认真的去听，那我们听到东西了，神在跟我们讲话，那我们就觉得说，安息就是跟神在灵交啊。
Then if we bring our heart to church and we listen to God's word wholeheartedly, then we will realize that this is a fellowship.In spirit with God.
如果我们祷告，如果唱诗，跟弟兄姐妹团契，真的，这是安息啊，这个真的很喜欢去做。那我们就进入安息里面了。
And if we love to pray, sing hymn, and fellowship with brothers and sisters, then we have truly have truly felt the rest in the Lord.
如果没有的话，我们其实还是背着重担，没有得到安息。
And if we do not feel that passion, that joy from doing the things that we're supposed to do on Sabbath day, then we still have not laid down our worldly burdens.
我们再看个例子。
Another example.
我们看这个出埃及记三十五章的第三节。
Exodus chapter 35.
第三节。
Exodus chapter 35.
出埃及记三十五章第三节。
Exodus 35 verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
当安息日不可在你们一切的住处生火。
Do not light a fire in any of your dwellings on the Sabbath day.
今天有很多犹太人还是守这个经节。
And today there are many Jewish people still keep to this verse.
他们在安息日不开不点火的，也不开车，也不按这个按钮，一按按钮就灯会亮的话，他不按。
They do not drive, they do not cook, they do not push any buttons, because when they do that, then the light comes on. That's like a fire coming on.
那其实呢，神的用意就是，其实要借着这些规条啊，帮助我们进入安息。
And actually, God wanted to use these rules to help us enter into His peace.
今天呢，这个经节也用在我们生活上，在属灵界里面，属灵上面。
And today, this verse applies to our daily lives as well.
那这个火是代表什么呢？
What does this fire signify?
我们来看雅各书。
Let's turn to the book of James.
第三章。
The book of James, chapter 3.
第五节到第六节。
Verse 5 to 6.
雅各书第三章第五节到第六节。
Book of James, chapter 5, chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. James, chapter 3, verse 5 to 6.
第五节。
Verse 5.
这样，舌头在白体里也是最小的，却能说大话。看啊，最小的火能点着最大的树林。第六节。
Verse 6.
舌头就是火。在我们白体中啊，舌头是个罪恶的世界，能污秽全身，也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地狱里点着的。在这里提到说，我们的舌头是个火。
Here says that the tongue is also a fire.
这不是说我们安息日不能说话。
It doesn't mean that you cannot talk on Sabbath day.
而是在安息日，我们不要生气说话。
It means that on Sabbath day we must not speak with anger.
如果我们生气说话的话，其实我们不得安息。
If we speak with anger, we have no peace.
我们也使别人不得安息。
We also cause others to lose peace.
那我们再看一个经节。
Let's see another verse.
尼希米记十三章。
Nehemiah chapter 13.
这些经节就是告诉我们，我们不要守字面，我们要借着这些律例典章来进入到神的安息里面。
And all of these verses reminds us that we must not only keep to the black letter law, but we need to look behind God's will. We need to see what God's will is and follow the spirit of God's rule.
来进入到主的安息里面。
So that we can enter into His peace.
我们看尼希米十三章十五节。
Nehemiah chapter 13 verse 15.
十三章十五节。
Nehemiah chapter 13 verse 15.
在这里记载着尼希米看见呢，在安息日的时候呢，有很多犹太人呢搬运东西呀比如说像葡萄无花果各样的担子把他们带入到耶路撒冷里面。
And here says that Nehemiah saw many Jews trading wine and bringing grain and loading it onto donkeys with grapes, figs and other stuff to sell on the Sabbath day.
把他们带入到耶路撒冷里面。
They brought them into Jerusalem.
那这个犹太人今天保守的犹太人也是这样守的。
And we know the for a conservative Jew, this is how they keep Sabbath day today.
可是主耶稣告诉他们说，其实如果有一只羊掉到坑里面，你不会把它拔起来吗
？And Jesus then asked them, "Well, if a sheep falls into a cave or a hole, won't you rescue the sheep?"
羊是很重的，可是他们也是照样搬运呢。
And although the sheep is very heavy, they continue to transport.
那么这里主要的精神是告诉我们说， 在这个耶路撒冷可以象征着我们的身体，也象征着我们的教会。
The meaning of this passage is that Jerusalem here signifies the church.
如果我们带着一种这个苦毒啊，还是重担来到教会。
And if we carry our negative emotions, our burdens, our baggages, if we take them to church, we may show despair on our face.
根本没有喜乐，像一个扑克脸。
And our face may be like a poker face, without any joy.
我可能有人看到我们的时候就怕了啊，这个人今天可能。不知道发生什么事情，离他远一点了。
And sometimes we look at a person and their face is not so bright, perhaps they're gloomy, and you may want to stay away because you don't know what happened to them.
那么同时，我们心里不要有苦毒啊。
And at the same time, we should not have any hatred or ill feelings when we come to church.
比如说，有人来到教会，看到某某弟兄姐妹。
For example, when some people come to church and then when they see certain brothers and sisters,
看到他就想起说啊，你在某年某月几年前啊得罪了我，我还没忘记。
And they would see them and say to themselves, well, you know, I remember you wronged me on a certain date or on certain incident.
来到教会呢就不喜乐了，因为看到他觉得心里很重担啊。
And when you come to church, you no longer feel joy because you see this person who had did something bad to you before.
那这样来教会会，我们不把这重担放下来的话，我们一直来教会，觉得说我在安息日不得安息啊。
And if you're not able to lay down this burden, then you're not able to rest on the Sabbath day.
所以我们要把这个重担呢交给主，让神的公义和慈爱来对待这些人。
And therefore, we have to learn how to turn this burden over to the Lord and let God's mercy and justice take over.
那从十六节一直到这个。十八节，我们来看一下。
From verse 16 through verse 18.
尼希米记十三章十六节。
Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 16 through 18.
又有推罗人住在耶路撒冷，他们把鱼和各样的货物运进来，在安息日卖给犹大人。第十七节。
Verse 17.
我就差斥责犹大的贵胄。说你们怎么这样行这恶事，犯了安息日呢？十八节，从前你们列祖岂不是这样行，以致我们神使一切灾祸临到我们和这城吗？现在你们还犯安息日，使愤怒越发临到以色列。在这里提到说这犹大的这个贵胄就是领导人啊，允许这些外邦人啊。带东西到耶路撒冷来卖。
Here, the Bible tells us that the nobles of Judah, they permitted the Gentiles to bring in all kinds of fish and goods, merchandise, into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day to sell to the people of Judah.
尼希米说，这个是犯安息日，这个是我们其中的原因啊，为什么被毁灭？
And Nehemiah told them, this is a violation of theCommandment, and this is one of the reasons why God allowed our country to be destroyed.
今天呢，我们不要让这个世界上，就说有些人来到聚会啊，是来推销啊，要不要买健康食品啊，要不要的投资啊。
And today, some people come to church with a different motive in mind. Perhaps they're here to sell something or to ask you to invest something.Some other motive in their mind.
我们来标会。
Or perhaps even setting up some kind of a loan arrangement. People are coming here to borrow money from others.
那这样子做的话，我们其实就干犯了安息圣日了。
And if you're doing that, then basically you have violated the commandment.
这些经节就是告诉我们说，我们要借着这个安息的律法来进入安息，不要光光死守。这个字面上的。
So the purpose of this verse, the Bible is telling us that we should not only keep to the black letter law, but we should look behind it and keep the spirit of the Sabbath day.
如果我们光光守字面的话，那么我们到最后信仰会是死的。
Because if we're only keeping the black letter law, then there's no life, there's nothing spiritual about our faith.
我们来看这个哥林多后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
第三章的第六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6.
哥林多后书第三章第六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经义，因为那字句是叫人死，经义是叫人活。
He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
这是第一个圣经经节，主耶稣告诉我们，我们要做安息日的主，不要做安息奴隶。
And this is the first verse in which Jesus told us to be the Lord of Sabbath day and do not be the slave of Sabbath day.
我们看第二个经节。
Let's look at a second verse.
马太福音十二章。
Matthew chapter 12.
一到八节记载同样的事件。
One through eight, talks about the same incident.
我们看这个不同的地方。
Let's look at a different part.
从这个第六节开始念起。
Let's start from verse 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
但我告诉你们，在这里有一人比殿更大。第七节。
Verse 7.
我喜爱怜悯，不喜爱祭祀。你们若明白这话的意思，就不将无罪的当作有罪的了。第八节。
Verse 8.
因为人子是安息的主。在这里提到这个有一个人呢、啊，比殿更大。
And here talks about one person being greater than the temple.
这是指神啊，只有神比圣殿更大。
We know that this refers to God because only God is greater than His temple.
那这也是指耶稣，因为说这里有一人，这是主耶稣自己。
And we know that this refers to Jesus because here says that this person is righteous.
第六节说这里有一人比殿更大。
And verse 6 says that this person is greater than the temple.
那么第八节这个人子是安息的主是什么意思呢？
And in verse 8 it says that for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. What does this mean?
我们看第七节的话，我们知道说神喜爱怜悯，不喜爱祭祀。
If you read verse 7 it says that God desires mercy and not sacrifice.
我们来思考神为什么要设安息日。
So let us ponder why God would actually have the Sabbath day in place.
是因为他体谅人的软弱，人是肉体做的，需要歇息。
Because he knows that we are weak, we're made of the flesh, and that is why we need help.
这安息日其实不是给神自己本身，因为神不用休息，他是全能的神。
Therefore, the Sabbath day was not set up for God himself, because God is almighty, he does not need rest.
所以我们在享受安息的时候啊，真的我们都体验到神给我们的怜悯啊，我们绝对会去怜悯别人的。
And therefore, while we're enjoying God's rest on Sabbath day, we can experience God's mercy and we can translate this mercy into feeling compassion for others.
人子是安息的主，也可以指的是我们。
The Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath day. Perhaps this.addresses to us as well.
因为我们是也是人所生的。
Because we are also the Son of Man.
我们要像主耶稣一样做安息的主。
Like Jesus Christ, we should try hard to be the Lord of Sabbath day.
就是施怜悯给别人。
And that is to show mercy to others.
因为安息日就是要怜悯人的意思。
Because Sabbath day means to show mercy.
就像神怜悯我们，我们要怜悯别人。
As God has shown mercy on us,Let us show mercy on others.
那我们如何怜悯别人呢？
And how do we show mercy on others?
有时候在教会里面，有些人会忘记做东做西。
And sometimes in church, people have forgotten to do this and that.
那有时候就是父母亲呢，还是弟兄姐妹要帮他们做。
And sometimes, the parents or other brothers and sisters will help them and take their place.
那么有些人一边做呢，一边在骂。这些人啊，这些人真健忘啊，真懒惰啊，还是什么样子
And sometimes when the brothers and sisters are taking over these tasks, they would say negative things like, oh, how can they do this? How can they forget this? Oh, how can they be so lazy and irresponsible?
后来就开始批评论断。
And then they would go on to say bad things about that person.
那我们想想看啊, 如果这样去做的话, 我们有心中有安息吗?
And let us ponder, if we did that, do we have God's peace in our heart?
没有啊。
No.
那别人听到这些话, 可能也不得安息。
And also, when other people hear these words, they probably will not have peace either.
我们既然帮他做的话, 我们是心甘乐意, 是怜悯他, 那么 如果用这种态度, 我们心中是安息的, 我们不再气一个人。
And therefore, when we are taking over for other people because of their mistakes or their negligence, let us do it out of mercy and understanding and not badmouth them or criticize them.
这个怜悯就是说他不配, 如果他配的话, 也不需要我们怜悯了。
Mercy means that they're not worthy of our help. If they're worthy, then it would not be mercy.
那么在安息日啊，我看有时候有些弟兄姐妹啊，这个有些人家庭啊，有些人信仰比较好，有些人信仰比较弱。
And of course, on Sabbath day, you can see that some families they have stronger faith and some have weaker.
那信心好一点的话，就会告诉，哎，赶快，赶快，我们快迟到了。
And the families with stronger faith, they would often push each other to come to church on time.
那信心稍微不太好的时候，慢慢拖嘛，慢慢就是慢慢来。
And the ones have weaker faith, they would take their time and perhaps delay in coming to church.
不一定真的很需要要准时到教会啊。
We don't have to be on at church on time.
我们午餐赶到就可以了。
As long as we get there at lunchtime, that's fine.
守安息日不定是整天啊，我们只要报到到教会就已经算守安息日啦。
And we don't have to be in church the whole day. We can be there part of the time.
所以有时候这个信心好的就可能会发脾气。
And sometimes the ones with the stronger faith would be upset.
所以有时候有些人呢，这开车来教会，在安息开车来教会，一边开一边骂。
And some people, while they're driving to church, they would say mean things while they're driving.
骂先生，骂太太，骂儿女。
And they would argue with their husband, their wives, or their children.
当车子停到这个停车位的时候，
教会停车场。 By the time the car gets to the parking lot of the church,
好, 大家开始微笑。
And they would say, okay, everybody smile.
可是心中还是气了老半天。
But we know that the anger is still in their hearts.
请问这样有安息吗?
Let me ask you, do they have peace in their hearts?
我看那个儿女哦，常被骂的哦，最讨厌安息日啊，为什么？安息日哦，其他一到礼拜天到礼拜五天下太平啊，那个礼拜六呢，就是吵吵闹闹的。
And a lot of the kids, they don't like Sabbath day because they would say that, oh, on Fridays and Saturdays, we have peace in the, Fridays and Sundays, we have peace in the household. But on Saturdays, we often fight.
那有人会说，那这样子传道，你是不是意思说，那我们就尽量迟到了？
And some people would ask me then, Pastor, do you mean that we should just be late all the time? Is that better?
不是的。
So we won't fight? No, that's not.
我们聚会才11点钟开始啊。
Our church starts at 11 a.m.
如果我们人是在12点钟最晚12点钟睡觉。
And if we go to sleep at the latest by midnight,
我就让大家睡个9个小时好了。
Let's say we sleep 9 hours.
我们还有2个小时可以拖拖拉拉，拖了2个小时来教会，还来得及啊。
We still have 2 hours to get ready to come to church, and that's plenty of time.
那为什么来不及呢？
Why? How come we don't have enough time?
可能有些人晚上不知道做什么。
I don't know. People might be doing things late at night.
是不是像我这么认真啊？晚上读圣经祷告。And
are you reading the Bible diligently at night? I don't think.
不是啦，都看通常看电视啊，上网路啊，有时候还网路才外面吃宵夜逛街。And
perhaps you are online or watching TV or actually going out with friends, out and going to places.
那其实我们早点睡，我们就可以这个还可以参加早祷会，十点十二点十点二十分开始。
Actually, if you go to sleep early, you can even attend the morning prayer, which starts at 10:20.
那在安息日啊，虽然我们配偶还是儿女比较慢一点啊，我们 慢慢地说，不要生气。
And on Sabbath day, perhaps your spouse or your children, they're acting late or they're taking their time. Don't be upset.
我们一生气呢，其实我们没有在守安息日，我们只是守个外表，来到教会而已。
Because as soon as you get upset, you're no longer keeping the Sabbath day. You're only keeping to the letter of the Sabbath day, which is showing up in church, but you're not keeping the Sabbath day.
我们不要点火。
This is a sacred day, so let us not light our fire.
最后呢，我们来看这个第三个记载。
Finally, let us see the third part.
路加福音第六章。
Luke chapter 6.
第六章啊，第一节到第五节啊，都记载的。第一节到第四节记载的，就是跟前面一样。
Luke chapter 6, from verse 1 to verse 4, this is pretty much the same as the other passages.
我们看第五节。
Let's see verse 5.
又对他们说，人子是安息的主。
Verse 5, then Jesus said to them, the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.
在这里没有提到说安息是为人设立的，人不是为安息设立的。
Here the Bible doesn't tell us that the Sabbath day was set up for man and not man for Sabbath day.
这里也没有提到说我喜爱怜悯，不喜爱祭祀。
And here does not say that I desire compassion and I do not desire the black letter.
那么在这只说主耶稣只说人子是安息的主。
Here simply says man is the Lord of Sabbath.
这是指的说主耶稣就是安息的主。
Here means Jesus is the Lord of Sabbath.
我们来看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
第十章。
Matthew chapter 10.
不是十一章。马太福音
Matthew chapter 11.
二十八节到三十节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 through 30.
马太福音十一章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 through 30.
凡劳苦重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。29节。
29.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，你们心里就必得享安息。30节。
30.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子轻省的。在这里主耶稣宣告叫人来到主耶稣那边呢，他会使人得到安息。
Here Jesus proclaimed that those who are weary and burdened shall have rest when they come before Him.
因为他是安息的主，他可以使我们得安息啊。
Because Jesus is the Lord of Sabbath day, He is able to help us rest on this holy day.
作为传道，我常常看到很多人来到教会不得安息。
And as a pastor, I often see people when they come to church, they don't have any peace.
为什么？因为他们个性很强，很骄傲。
Because they have a lot of pride, because their character is very strong.
不像主耶稣柔和谦卑。
Because they're not like Jesus, who is humble, who is very meek.
很多事情呢，就是要跟别人争的你死我活，要我的方法，不能你的方法。
And there are many things in which they fight with other people. They do not accept the way other people think.They don't like to listen to other people.
有些东西呢，根本跟真理没关系啊，可是就是硬着说要我的方法。
And there are many things that really have nothing to do with the truth or the word of God, but they insist on following their own methods.
那其实这样子人不柔和的话，没办法得安息啊。
And we know that if we're not meek and malleable and kind,We will not have any peace on Sabbath day.
同时有时候有些人呢，有一种隐藏未见的骄傲。
And some people have this hidden pride.
就是爱面子吧。
And perhaps they're trying to keep face.
比如说我是某某人呢。
And for example, I am so and so.
如果我不做这件事别人会怎么看我呢
？And if I don't do this or follow through with this.How would other people look at me?
所以呢，我不想做，可是为了这个面子还是为了这个地位我只好做这种事。
So even if I didn't want to do it, I might do it in order to save face.
那这样做的话，心中其实是觉得很重担。
And if I do that, I may feel a burden in my heart.
可是如果是用爱来做的话，那就不认为是这个重担。
And if we do it out of love, then we would not feel this burden.
甚至连奉献，如果是为了面子的话，也是一种重担。
And even if we make offerings to God, if we're doing it out of this pride or trying to save face, then it becomes a burden.
比如说，哎，这个我没有奉献的话，哎，这个别人可能看我很穷啊。
And if I'm trying to make an offering, if I don't offer as much, people may look at me and say, "Hey, look, he is a poor person."
当然，这教会没人知道，只有这个财务才知道，只有一个人知道而已了。
And of course, in church, nobody knows except the treasurer, the person keeping the money.
那么，我们可以发觉到说，很多事情其实如果不是出于爱心呢？就是只是为了面子，为了想要是自己的地位，我是负责人，我是传道，我是长老执事，我是谁的儿女啊？啊，我是别人怎么认为我是谁啊？如果是为了这些原因去做的话，会觉得是一种重担。
And if we're doing it because we're a pastor, we're a member, we're so and so's family member, or because of some status we have in church, not because we really want to, then the things that we're doing.The offerings we're making becomes a heavy burden.
甚至啊，连说话也是重担。
And even speaking becomes a burden.
比如说
，For example，
举个例子啦。
I'll give an example.
在历史上啊，在美国要独立，从英国这个帝国独立的时候
，When the United States was trying to gain independence from England，
那么每一个州呢都派代表去开会议。
Every state sent a delegate to attend a meeting.
那么在讨论当中呢，有一个人呢是蛮有名望的。
And during the discussion, there was a famous person.
他提一个方法，可是只差一票就通过了他的方法。
He had made a proposal, and the delegates took a vote on this proposal, but the vote was one vote. The proposal fell short by one vote.
历史上记者说，这一个人就开始扯人家后腿了。
And the history books tells us that then this person who made the proposal started to attack other people.
别人有其他提议啊，这个提议不好的。
And when other people made their proposal, he would attack their proposal by deriding them and saying that it's not a good proposal.
这提议通过以后呢，他开始尽量把它毁坏，让他说。来证明说我说的话才是正确的。
And this person, even when the other proposals are passed, he would try to attack it or deride it by showing that his proposal was in fact the best proposal.
到最后呢，他一直下去，到最后他是反对独立的。
And he continued to do that, continued to be very contentious and argue with other people. And at the end, he became one.Who was against independence?
那这只是个例子，就说告诉我们，有时候人说一些话，他觉得说你没有听我的话，我不得到尊重，那我要反对你，来证明我是对的，你是错的。
And this is an example of when some people expect you to agree with them, and when you don't agree with them, then they will oppose you for the sake of opposing you because they feel that they have been disrespected.By your opposition.
请问这种人有安息吗？
And let me ask you, would this type of person have peace in the Lord?
他没办法安息，是因为他心中有一种骄傲。
This person cannot have peace because they have pride in their hearts.
耶稣告诉我们说，我们要从他那边，从道理，从祷告里面，可以向主耶稣学习他的柔和和谦卑。
Jesus told us that through our prayers, we can learn about the peace and meekness of Christ.
也可以借着道理读圣经啊，听道理，可以学习主耶稣的谦卑。
And through the reading of the Bible, we can learn about Jesus, the humility of Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天查考这个三个经节。
Therefore, we have studied three verses.
第一个经节是告诉我们，我们要借着律法来进入安息，我们要做安息的主，不是做安息日的奴隶。
The first verse says that through the black letter law.We can enter into the holy Sabbath day. We are the Lord of the Sabbath day.
第二就是安息日，我们要怜悯人。
And second, we have to show mercy to others on Sabbath day.
不照怜悯人的人，还是不再守安息生日。
And those who do not show mercy to others are not keeping the Sabbath day.
还是做安息的奴隶。
they're still the slaves of Sabbath day.
第三,
Third,
我们要进入安息, 就是要学主耶稣一样是, 柔和谦卑。
In order for us to enter into the Sabbath day, we need to imitate Lord Jesus Christ, that is to have meekness and humility.
那如果我们在地上啊, 安息日都不能得安息了, 我们哪会进到天国的安息呢? 永远的安息呢?
So, if we're not able to receive peace on the Sabbath day while still alive in this world, how can we expect to have the eternal peace in heaven in the future?
有没有人说, 我不守第五戒还是第一戒, 我就可以进入神的国呢?
Are there people that tell you that, well, if I don't keep to the fifth or sixth commandment, I can still enter into the kingdom of God?
是不行的。
That's impossible.
最后呢, 我们来做一个总结, 我们看以赛亚书58章。
Finally, let me make a conclusion. The book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书58章13节。
Isaiah chapter 58.
13节。
Verse 13. Isaiah 58, verse 13.
58章, 以赛亚书58章13节。
Isaiah 58, verse 13.
你若在安息日调转你的脚步, 在我生日不以操作为喜乐, 称安息日为可喜乐的, 称神的圣日为可尊重的, 而且尊敬这日, 不办自己的私事, 不随自己的私意, 不说自己的私话, 14节。
14.
你就以神为乐, 神要使你成
Here the Bible tells us that we have to call the Sabbath day a delight.
就是说我们很喜欢这日，我们要努力的进入到神的安息，真的享受道理，享受祷告，享受唱诗，享受跟弟兄姐妹沟通。
We have to enjoy the Sabbath day. We have to enjoy the reading of the Bible, listening to the Word of God, enjoy praying, enjoy singing hymns, and most of all, enjoy fellowship with brothers and sisters.
这样子的话, 我们就会把神的话听进去了。
And that way, we can absorb fully God's Word.
这个14节下半段说, 雅各的产业就是神的话语啊。
And here in verse 14 says that the inheritance of your father Jacob is the word of God.
那承受地的高处就是神会让我们凡事做很多事情成功。
And the Lord will cause us to ride on the heights of the land. That means that the Lord will help us to be successful in many of our endeavors.
所以我们一同来守安息生日吧。
So let us come together and keep the Sabbath day.
我们一同来唱赞美诗149首。
Let us sing hymn 149.
Secure from all our loves, leading.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在要一同来祷告。
We're going to pray in one accord.
我们继续为我们自己还有为教会的圣工来祷告。
And let us continue to pray for ourselves and also for the holy work
of the church. 让我们每次来聚会呢，都可以进入到神的安息里面。
So that every time we come to church, we can enter into the peace and spirit of God.
享受神和人灵交的时间，而且享受神的福气。
So that we can enjoy His blessings and also take the time to communicate with the Lord in the Spirit.
等一下祷告完后，请大家唱副歌，这首副歌。
And upon conclusion of the prayer, we ask you to sing the refrain of the hymn that we had just sang.
我们一同跪下来祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.